Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the messy, beautiful chaos of life. And let's be honest, holding on to grudges? It's like carrying around a backpack full of bricks, heavy, uncomfortable, and seriously weighing you down. Today's episode is all about how to practice forgiveness and finally ditch those emotional burdens. We're talking real talk about letting go, not for the other person, but for you. Because holding on to anger and resentment just hurts us in the long run. You know that feeling when you're replaying a past interaction over and over in your head? Like a broken record stuck on repeat? Yeah, not fun. So, how do we break free from this cycle? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey to forgiveness. 1. Recognize that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. This isn't about condoning someone's actions or saying what they did was okay. It's about releasing the negative emotions that are holding you captive. Think of it like this. Forgiving someone is like unclipping your emotional leash from them. It's about taking back your power and choosing not to let their actions define your present happiness. 2. Understand that forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You can forgive someone without ever having to be friends again or even speaking to them. It's a personal decision, and it's totally okay to set boundaries that protect your well-being. Remember, forgiveness is about freeing yourself, not necessarily about fixing the relationship. 3. Acknowledge your feelings, all of them. Bottling up anger, hurt, and resentment only makes things worse. Let yourself feel those emotions, acknowledge them, and then consciously choose to release them. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, or even expressing your feelings through art can be incredibly helpful. 4. Practice empathy, even when it's hard. Trying to see things from the other person's perspective doesn't mean excusing their behavior. It simply means making an effort to understand their motivations and experiences. This doesn't have to be a grand gesture. Sometimes, just acknowledging that everyone makes mistakes can help shift your perspective. 5. Remember that forgiveness is a process, not a destination. It takes time and effort, and there will be ups and downs along the way. Be patient with yourself, and don't beat yourself up if you slip up. Each step forward is progress, even if it's just a tiny one. Ever feel like your anger is taking over? Like that old hurt is still pulling at your heartstrings? Let me tell you about Sarah. A few years ago, she was in this vicious cycle of holding on to a grudge against her former best friend. Every time they crossed paths, memories of the betrayal would flood back, leaving Sarah feeling bitter and resentful. She tried to ignore it, pretended everything was fine, but the anger festered, impacting every aspect of her life, her relationships, her work, even her sleep. Finally, she realized that this wasn't healthy. It was like carrying around a weight that was dragging her down. She decided to take a different approach. Sarah started journaling, pouring out all those angry feelings onto the page. She talked to a therapist who helped her understand the root of the resentment and develop coping mechanisms. Slowly but surely, she began to forgive, not for her friend, but for herself. She realized that holding on to that anger was only hurting her. Now Sarah is in a much better place. It wasn't easy, but she took the steps to break free from the chains of resentment and reclaim her happiness. So, what are the takeaways today? Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about releasing yourself from emotional baggage. It's a gift you give yourself, not the other person. Remember, it's a process, not an overnight switch. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your victories, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Ready to take action? Start by acknowledging those grudges you're holding on to. What are they costing you? How can you start practicing forgiveness today? Share your thoughts in the comments, and let's continue this conversation together. Remember, you've got this, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.